Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything. To my left, Mr. Stephen Christopher Schramm. To my right, Mr. Douglas Thurman Dietzold.
Glad to be here.
What's up?
Glad you're both here.
Me too.
What do you got for us today?
Today we're going to be discussing the topic of wedding crashing. Very serious epidemic in the world today.
Should be a felony. Should be a felony. Okay.
That's the question. Is it a crime?
Very fun epidemic in the world today.
Okay. Is it a crime?
Yes.
Or should it be?
Are we starting?
We're starting now. No. You're screaming yes over here and looking at me. I'm fucking telling you, we're starting now.
Good, good. I'm
so
ready
you're
to
saying
start.
It's a crime? Go.
It's terrible. Yeah, you spend all that money on your really special day. You go into, you meet DJs, you meet bands, you meet the flower lady, the flower gentleman, non-discriminated on this podcast. You meet with all these people, have this perfect day. Perfect day. You're going back. You're looking at the wedding photos. You're like, who the fuck is that guy? Who is that guy? And then you find out after the wedding, when you're looking at the photos, yeah, there was some guy that was like pissing in the corner. That is the guy that ruined your wedding. Why would you want an uninvited guest that he wasn't planned for your special day?
Good. Thank you. Steve.
No fucking way it should be a crime, because it is way too much fucking fun. For the people that are involved, for the people that did it, for the people that it got done to, it's just too much fun. They don't hurt anybody. They, you know, especially if they bring a gift, if they, you know, stop by, yeah, they had a meal, you paid for it. But what a story to tell.
You're going too far.
Okay.
Okay. Now the questions come.
God, he means business.
Yeah, I do.
That's what we want.
Yeah. All right. Doug, you brought up the fact that you spend money, special day.
Of course.
Right?
Very special.
Very special day.
Once in a lifetime. Or twice. Or three times.
So would you say that if they brought a gift, it's still not acceptable?
It's not acceptable. What's the chance of them bringing a gift that you didn't already have on your registry? Oh, wait, I got two China bowls for my soup? I don't need two China bowls for soup. I only put one thing on my registry, and that's what I want. Why are they going to come in there and tell me what I should have?
Card with money?
I don't want their stinking money.
Steve?
Yeah, you do. You want everybody's money when you're having a wedding, I would assume, right? So if they come with a gift and with a card, and let's say, even if it is a gift that I got two of, it's still a hilarious story. I mean, I would love to have two people show up at my wedding and act like they own the place, or, you know, just have the greatest time, like going back to the movie where they kind of act like they own the place, have as much fun as they possibly can, and look back on it in a picture and be like, who are these people? The story that that becomes is worth telling. And I wasn't offended by it. Most people aren't. A crime really wasn't committed, especially if they're giving you something. You know, like, hey, we came to your wedding. We kind of paid our part. We're strangers, but we did pay our part.
They're still giving you something. A guy breaks into a house, he's giving you paperwork you have to fill out for insurance, and he's giving you broken windows.
It's way different. Comparing a wedding crasher to a guy who's coming in to steal from your house, like, guy, you're saying if a guy comes into your house and steals your TV but leaves you a gifts basket, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Excuse me. You're jumping to my next question, which, felony or misdemeanor?
Felony, of course. They should go to prison. They're
ruining
it.
So these people should be locked up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Steve, do you agree with this?
I don't. But if it had to be a crime, of course, a misdemeanor. But I don't think it should be anything. It's all in fun. It's good-natured fun. Everyone's too wound up. Everyone's too uptight. Even the argument Doug is bringing right now is way too wound up and way too 2018.
But is it okay to jump into something you were never supposed to be there for?
You know what? You're delivering a memory, not only for yourself, but for the couple that had it. You're adding to their experience.
What if it's an unwanted memory?
I've never, ever run into that situation. I've actually just recently been to a wedding that had wedding crashers, and they freaking loved it.
How do you
They
know,
thought it was one of the greatest things.
How do you know it is an unwanted?
It's going to be unwanted. Just think about when you're watching a football game. Somebody gets on the field, they're running, streaking. They're not supposed to be there. Just think about this special day. Shrimp, you're actually getting married soon.
I would love
All wedding crashers invited. I can't even
all
say
wedding crashers invited. If you're listening,
no.
Invite them all.
Yeah,
just bring a fucking gift.
So if you're
with money.
So if they bring money,
no soup bowls, fucking money.
They bring money or a gift. You guys go over. It's that special moment where you guys going to cut the cake. There's already somebody that stuck their finger into it. Not all wedding crashers are tolerant. They can get too blitzed. Who knows? Every wedding crasher is exactly like, hey, this guy's only going to have the right amount of alcohol.
It takes a lot of balls to pull off a crash at a wedding. And if you're going to do that, you're going to do your research.
If you're doing that, you're not going to do it half. You're not fingering the cake.
If you know, you're not fingering the cake and you're having a backstory. You and me are driving down the road today. We're driving home today and we pass a wedding. Are we just going to be like, dude, you want to crash it? No, no. But if we thought like, hey, you know what would be a funny story? Let's go to a wedding. Let's crash it. We're going to put time. We're going to put effort. We're going to come up with a backstory. So Doug's argument right now of them being sloppy or, you know, fingering a cake, I've never even heard of it because way too much thought goes into that. You're going to be as low-key as possible.
Oh, dude, I'm totally going to blow this out. You ready? So when it comes to sexual experiences, a virgin, the first time they have sex, it's a little awkward. The first time a wedding crasher crashes, it has to be somewhere. What if you're their virgin wedding? They get too drunk, starts throwing up, feeling up the bridesmaid, maybe the mother of the bride. I don't know. But you just never know. Somebody has to start somewhere. They're not going to be perfect. And like you said, they might plan it out, but it's their first time.
To be fair, you can have your best friend at your wedding who could get too drunk and say something fucked up or start feeling up a bridesmaid.
So we're not talking about Jeff. We're not talking about Jeff.
But who cares if it's a stranger? Listen.
If
somebody at your wedding that you do know gets blitzed, does all the things that you just said, it's pretty funny, like, oh, that's just Chris, or, you know, that's just, you know, whatever the case may be. If it happens with a total stranger,
everyone goes,
who the fuck is that person?
Joe.
Hilarious.
Terrible. Horrifying.
Have you ever experienced a wedding crasher, Doug?
No, but I saw this documentary on it, and it's fucking scary.
It's scary.
They do recon on the people to know everything about them. They're pretty obsessive.
What was the name of the...
It was called Wedding Crashers, and it was scary. It was a film about two men that were obsessed with people. They actually set up in their office. In their office, they had a setup with charts about each person, their likes and dislikes. Oh, I know that Secretary of State, who was played by the great Christopher Walken. He likes stogies. That's fucking creepy, dude.
Okay, so you just contradicted yourself because you said, what if they're a virgin? But you're telling me now these people are experienced. They're doing
those
recon. So we're separating.
They started somewhere. Their first wedding, they even talked about it in the movie.
Yeah, but you know
their
what? Being a wedding crasher is like being a heart surgeon. You don't just jump into the game. There's 8 years of school before that happens.
So you're saying that these people are well-trained.
There's mentors that go into this shit. I mean, you know, in the same documentary that I saw that Doug's talking about, was a guy named Chaz Green?
Chaz Reingold.
Where'd you get Green from?
I'm not sure. But Chaz Reingold is who I'm speaking about. And he trained Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn, in turn, trained Owen Wilson. You don't just throw somebody's feet into the fire. There's a whole thing that goes into this. You know, go back to the heart surgeon thing. Hey, guess what? You joined medical school. Go crack that guy's chest open. No, you don't just hop into a wedding without the proper training. So
are you really comparing open heart surgery to wedding crashes?
It is. You got to be careful, man, and you got to know your shit for sure.
So someone
but
can get hurt.
When you pull it off right and you pull it off good, great times had by all, and I mean all, not just the people that were crashing.
You always want a good heart surgery. You can't guarantee a good wedding crash. There's so many elements involved. With the open heart surgery, you're just having that person laying there. You're doing your job. At the wedding, there's so many people that can be like, who the fuck's that guy? Who the fuck is that guy on the buffet line?
It takes a certain kind of person, just like it takes a certain kind of person to do the open heart surgery. Not anyone can do it, and not anyone can be a crasher. But just because they are a crasher doesn't mean that it should be criminal, you know? And they're actually bringing more joy to the world than I believe doctors do.
Doug.
Yes.
Penalty, you said jail time.
Felony, of course.
Okay, how long?
First offense, 14 days.
Second offense?
30 days.
Third offense?
Death penalty.
Death penalty. We're jumping for 30 days.
Well, after the second, we were nice the first time. Nice the second time. You need to know the third time when you crash that wedding and you bring that goddamn China fucking soup bowl that they already asked for and somebody already bought.
So you're saying three times walking into a fucking wedding uninvited with a soup bowl. Awesome.
They need to know.
All right. Steve, what do you have? Again, what's your rebuttal to that? I mean, that is just...
He knows. Firing squad.
See,
that's how it's getting done.
Firing squad.
Yeah.
Not going old school there. See, Doug's speaking of a place of being a tight ass. And here's the problem. A lot of the world's like that these days. Yeah, thank you. A lot of the world is like that these days. There's not enough fun. Like, when's the last... Like, people just don't laugh anymore. People don't just Nobody even talks to their neighbors, let alone, you know, wedding crashing should not, first of all, 6 days, 14 days, death penalty, or whatever Doug's talking. Let's release a little joy into the world. Don't you miss joy? Like, everyone used to be a lot more fun. In 2018, everyone's so pissed off and fucking mad about everything. Doug wants to kill people that are trying to have fun at a party that brought a gift. That is insane to me.
If I may, they're illegally entering an event. They should be taken out. They shouldn't be there. They're going there. They could ruin somebody's special day.
Why get all mad about it when you could let it happen and then be like, wow, I can't believe those two people pulled that off. They were actually pretty funny. They could even be hit. What if one gives an awesome, awesome speech, which is also in that documentary? I mean, you could really, really make somebody's night. And it could be the people that were having the wedding. I mean, you could do a lot of good, and you have the story yourself. Joy all around. You're so angry. Listen how mad you are about these guys coming in here.
Because it's wrong.
To do this. And there's so much more important things to worry about, but this is the world we live in. Like, I'm talking about pure fun, pure happiness, and he wants to shit on that.
Hey, let's go break into somewhere and go somewhere we're not wanted.
Why don't you punch
that's real fun.
Why don't you punch Santa Claus in the face while you're at it? Because apparently it just sounds like you hate to have a good time.
I would love to. That son of a bitch breaks into houses too, but that's for another day. Yeah. What else you got for us, Judge?
Well, I just don't get this punishment by death thing that you're saying on 3 days. I mean, that's a little extreme, don't you think?
It's a third time. Third time's the charm.
It's fucking extreme.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What are you going to do? What are you going to make it something else soft and soft and soft and soft? They're just going to keep doing it.
Dude, there's guys out there that are getting DUIs that don't, on the third time that aren't getting killed.
We're not debating this right now. Right, that would be in there, too.
Okay. So wait, are you saying, do you mind if I ask, are you saying that wedding crashers are more punishable than drunk drivers?
Oh, not at all. That's a debate for another
Sounds
day.
Like that's
what I got from that.
No. That's a debate for another day.
So we're going to debate wedding crashers versus drunk drivers one day.
I don't know.
Down the line?
Down the line, it could happen. They're both serious
offenses. Why are you getting loud with me?
Because I'm just pissed off about this. All right,
you're pissed
off? It's my special day. And some of a bitch is going to come in there and ruin it?
You're being selfish. Now you're being a groomzilla.
I'll be a
groomzilla. I didn't even think that was possible. Because most grooms don't give a fuck.
I didn't even have a wedding. But me and Jamie were having our special day, just us two, and some guy was like, hey, what's up? Can I join along? Can I hang out with you
Listen,
guys?
Hold on. You did have a wedding.
Just us.
A wedding is a wedding is a wedding. No matter how many
if
people
If somebody crashed, I'd have been pissed off. I would have pushed them into Niagara Falls.
All right. A wedding is a wedding is a wedding. All right?
Agreed.
Tram, I hope somebody crashes your wedding.
Me too.
They're invited.
Shit's on the table.
You fucking invited. They can't crash.
I put it on the fucking
There's
table.
No crashers. You eliminated crashers, by the way, because you've invited them now.
Oh, so they're not crashers
they're
anymore.
They're not crashers.
Oh, so you've got a loophole. So at your wedding, you're not even going to have crashers.
This is like a typical Shram party. Just come on over. I got a keg over here.
Yeah, they're just attendees now.
But
yeah.
That only applies to strangers. Like, I don't want people that weren't invited to just show up and say they're crashing it. Like,
No. That's crashing. hey, I'm here to crash the wedding.
We're making a memory with strangers.
All right. Only strangers invited to crash Shram's wedding. If you know Steve personally, please not show up. Unless you were invited.
Anything else for us?
I want to hear some fucking closing arguments, to be honest with you. And they better be strong. Because let me tell you right now, up to now, I've been fucking weak in my eyes. I mean, you want to fucking off people on their third offense
of
wedding crashing. I mean, let's be legit, Doug. I know you're angry about it.
I am being legit. Yeah, These people shouldn't come in.
You haven't even personally
and that's
had
why,
to
that's
you.
Why. That's why I'll lead into the closing
you
argument.
You want to lead into the closing
argument? Yeah, I'll start
you
this.
Want him to give him time to gather his emotions.
Yeah, you're all riled up. And this is the problem. This is the problem. Dude, if you had crashes at your wedding, we're talking about if it's illegal, if it's not illegal.
Illegal.
Okay, I understand how you feel. But here's the thing. You wake up the day after you got married, literally the day after the greatest day of your life.
You're like, who's this guy in my bathroom?
Hopefully, you know, you're going on a honeymoon, not if that day, the next day, or maybe within a couple weeks. I mean, this is...
later.
Yeah, it could, it could be.
My case.
But either way, things are looking up, right? Things are looking awesome. You come to find out that you had wedding crashers at your wedding. Are you literally going to throw away all the happy memories that you just made the night prior and the ones to come over two people who came that you barely even noticed that were there? Or if they were there and you did notice, could it even made your special day even better? And if they left you a gift, it's like they didn't even come for free. They participated. They acknowledged your day and how much work you put into it and left you a gift and said, have a beautiful life. Again, and I'll use it as an example and I'll put it into evidence, as Doug would like to say sometimes. I was at a wedding on New Year's Eve that had wedding crashers and they wrote a card. They said, enjoy your lives together. Thank you so much. Great fun. And That was inspiring. It was nice. It wasn't.
Is that all they said? How did they sign it? Did they put their actual names?
Fake names. I believe their names were Ricky and Giselle. But
they didn't
say they
crashed, though?
Yeah. No.
So how do we know that they just accidentally...
Because nobody knew them. It's just...
What if they got, like, you went to the wrong house and...
What do you mean, went to the wrong wedding? I just realized that...
Yeah, fucked up.
What I'm saying is, it would take a lot to just shit on everything that you just did and what's to come to get so pissed off, like Doug is, about that. Be joyful. Like, it was funny. It was fun. They don't care. Nobody was hurt. Everything's fine. And it's a story to tell for the groom and the bride, and it's a story to tell for the people who crashed. Like I said, let a little joy in your life, Doug. You're way too pissed off about this. It's not a big deal.
Steve?
Yeah.
Thank you for your closing arguments.
No problem.
Doug, you may proceed.
I'm going to speak like Shrim. Come crash my wedding, and then afterwards, maybe, you know, rob my house. They are coming in there and taking things from you. They're an unwanted guest. They're pests. They're a cockroach. They're an ant. They're a bee that is nested in your home. On that day, you went through picking out everything, making that day special. And then you see Bob with a man bun sticking his finger in the cake, ruining your dais. You want to make sure this is an absolutely special, perfect time. And we can't make this right, because if people crash weddings, one person might think it's okay. He tells one friend. And then everybody's crashing weddings. Your wedding is mostly attended by people that you don't know. That is why, after the second offense, be gone. You got to be gone.
If I may, because in previous episodes...
This is a closing argument. So the only way you get to come back is you've already closed, is if he grants the permission. Doug, do you grant permission for him to speak again?
Sure, I don't think he's going to say anything that's really
I just
want
to make sure it's okay with you.
Yeah. Who wants a stranger at their function?
Doug made it sound like we're going to live in a world... of anarchy, of just everyone crashing everyone's wedding,
like,
and all of a sudden,
pure anarchy.
Yeah, just
it,
you know, 200
be
people
you
becomes
it.
1,000 people. He's talking about this thing snowballing. I just wanted to reiterate what I said, is it takes a special kind of person to pull this off, and that's just not everybody. So even the couple people that do it, there's no risk of it snowballing into the anarchy that he described.
Not every person special that attempts this. There's going to be a beginner. There's going to be a virgin. He is going to screw it up. He's going to make your day terrible.
With a mentor.
There's no Chaz Rockwell for everyone.
Yes, there is.
We've asked questions here today. I've gotten great answers. Some I didn't like, some I loved. I've heard closing arguments. Okay. Now I'm going to give you my fucking judgment.
He's opening a notebook right now.
First off, I do not believe that a wedding crasher is ever a virgin to it. Ever. I do not believe they walk in blind. I believe they're an operative.
If I may, how
not during my judgment.
How do they?
You had your chance to speak, Doug. You're done. Take a drink of the water and silence yourself.
Proceed.
Okay. You bring up the type of person that's gonna do this type of thing is a man bun guy, but who was the party guy, Doug? The fucking mullet guy. So let's just knock that right off the list. That's a shot at the man bun. All right.
Much deserved.
First off, wedding crashers don't piss in the corner, like you said earlier. They don't do that. They're not fingering cake. And goddamn it, if they bring a gift, this is coming from somebody with experience who had people not show up to their wedding. If they bring a gift, they're covering that fucking plate. So guess what? Welcome to my fucking wedding. Wedding crashers win.
Boom.
Welcome to my wedding.
You know what, man? Don't even be mad about this one, Doug.
Fuck your Super Bowl. Bring the money.
And... listen, I think you need to take a deep breath, because you know what? One thing I could commend you on is you were extremely passionate about the way you feel about this, but you're placing all your anger in the wrong place, man. It's fun. It's a fun thing.
It's a beautiful
thing. I know you remember fun. Just let it out.
Yeah. You wanted the mullet guy. He was a party guy. You were all about him. All of a sudden, you're not.
Because he is a fun guy.
He's the wedding crasher.
That's for previous episodes.
No. I'm not okay. I'm going to live with the judgment, obviously, but it's not okay to break in, to trespass.
Why?
You're saying it's okay to trespass.
So now you're saying, now we're calling it, now it's a
depending
legit crime,
on the scenario.
Though.
That's trespass.
Okay, so when did you bring that up in the previous
segment? I said that.
You never said trespassing.
I said it's
did
almost.
You say trespassing?
I compared it to
breaking
into a home.
No, okay, no,
you,
well, he did. That's breaking and entering.
But
that's
I squashed that.
No, that's not trespassing.
He did compare it to breaking into a home, but I squashed that real quick because they're not comparable.
They're
not
comparable.
The
trespassing and breaking into a home are two different things, and you should have used that and you didn't, and that's why you lost today.
All right, I lost. I'll accept it. Yeah, what do you got?
I just want to say, by the way, this man ran a bar upstairs at my wedding. Phenomenal. Everybody still talks about it to this day. They closed the upstairs bar, and he went upstairs.
And crashed it.
and opened it back up, and everybody was drinking upstairs to the point where, was it the maitre d', which you get, whatever the fuck the guy's name is, he was like, "You're one of your groomsmen's up there. He's had a whole fucking bar upstairs right now.
Slinging cocktails.
He was like pouring shots for everybody. That's and all anybody, they're like, dude, Shram had his own bar upstairs. They had to go. He's like, what do you want me to do with this guy? I said, bring him back downstairs. I don't give a fuck what he does.
Well,
you know why?
That sounds really cool.
He crashed the upstairs bar.
And made a memory.
Wow, great memory. In my world, yeah.
That was a high five.
Because sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Everyone knows your name, Doug. And sometimes
you want to go where nobody knows your name.
There it is.
Damn, in my world, if you did that two more times, you'd be dead. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Good night.
Wow, wasn't that funny? Now, as you know, Shram is getting married the next few months, and he said, no, I don't want any money, no gifts. He just wants some 5-star ratings for our podcast and also some reviews. He said something about writing that he sounds sexy. I don't know, but thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.